Veritas Wealth is an independent financial planning business focused on managing wealth. In this series, we share hard-earned insights gained through years of experience at the cutting edge of financial planning. Big decisions should be your best decisions. And generally speaking, the big decisions are the hardest to make. In this episode, I want to explore why this is and how we can reframe our thinking around money. So Rick, we've discussed financial advice for young people in a previous Veritas Wealth podcast, and it made me take a look at my family's monthly expenses. I can definitely see that there are several small things that I can change, like the example we used of buying fewer cups of coffee each month. But as much as this small habitual change can make a difference to my monthly expenses, I still feel this lifestyle change isn't quite big enough to have a real impact. Or is it?
Yeah, Sean, unfortunately, this is why when it comes to savings, there's so much more advice pertaining to cutting back on unnecessary spend, like, you know, your cappuccino in the morning. You know, and you'll hear much more about that than potentially the bigger decisions, you know. Look, as a coffee guy myself, I know how important a good cup of coffee is in the morning.
So good.
But look, the big decisions, well, we'll call these ones the big ones, and they'd be, you know, where you outlaying a significant amount of money, and you don't make these decisions all the time. You know, you may make one or two of them, you know, once or twice in your lifetime. So it's about getting those decisions right. So I think when you know, cutting out those cappuccinos, it makes it feel like you're taking action. But, you know, really, it's just a drop in the ocean. So I think it's the big items that have bigger costs associated with them, and they're with you for longer. So really, those are the things that you should really be tackling or really be thinking about when you make those big decisions. Now, the bigger things, you know, you're not making that decision every day like you are when you're deciding whether not or whether to buy a cup of coffee. So you know, it's not like we have a lot of practice.
Okay, then can you maybe elaborate on what the biggest lifestyle decisions are and how they can make or break one's financial security in the long run?
Yeah, look, it's the big ticket items. It's a decision around where you decide to live. You know, how big are you going to go? You know, so it's where you live. You know, where you decide to send your children to school. You know, that's going to have a big financial impact because it's not there just for a short time. You know, it's a commitment. It's a liability. And the third one would be what cars you drive and how often you replace those cars. So those three decisions are big financial decisions. But importantly, you know, don't look at them in isolation, because you're going to probably be making, and it doesn't pertain to everyone, but you are going to be making those decisions at some point in your life, and they all have sort of knock-on effects to one another. So you need to don't think of them in isolation.
Okay, the first one you mentioned was deciding where we'll live. What are some of the hidden costs then that we might not consider when choosing where to live?
Yeah, so I mean, let's not get into, you know, actual transactional costs and all of that sort of thing, but it's more sort of behaviorally, you know, or opportunity, let's call it opportunity costs that are there. So for example, let's say you had a couple that are in their 60s, you know, their children have moved abroad, they're working, married, and now they want to sell the family home and scale down. And there was a long discussion around whether they should buy something nice and small, lock up and go, and have the ability to, you know, have some money in the bank to go and you know, visit their kids abroad, spend some time with them, or you know, go away with the kids when they come out to South Africa. But in the end, they decided they were going to buy a bigger home, a four-bedroom place in a lovely a retirement type complex, a new development, lots of guest accommodation, and they thought that would be ideal. But it turns out that the kids don't come and stay with them, and really they feel like they're rattling around there. Now what they've given up there is the opportunity to spend time with their children abroad or here, because they don't have the means to do that because it's all tied up in a home. Yeah, so that's one example. Another example would be you know, let's say you're a couple in your mid-30s, let's say, and you now have this opportunity to buy a lovely home in a great suburb. And, you know, it just seems awesome. It's a great neighborhood. There's lots of space. It's close to schools. But, you know, you need to just think through all of the financial implications on this. Things like, you know, it's a bigger home. You're going to have bigger insurance premiums, obviously a bigger bond repayment, bigger rates bill, higher electricity and security charges. You know, perhaps there's a bigger garden and now that needs, maintenance, or the maintenance of the home itself. You know, it may be an older home and needs that. And so, you know, it's all of this cost that you need to consider going into the future. It's not like it's just a once-off. This thing is, you know, you're going to be in this home for a good few years. So these are the sorts of things that you need to consider when making these big financial decisions. So it may be absolutely the right decision to buy that home, you know, but just take the time to consider all those implications. And then, of course, you know, don't make it in isolation, you know. So if you've got kids that are going to be going to school, you know, just make sure that, you know, you're not stretching yourself too far on your bond repayment.
Well, let's talk about schooling then. What do you have to say on that?
Yeah, so look, everybody with kids, you know, you always want the best for your children. And where you send your children to school can be a very emotive decision. You know, it plays into family history and tradition. You know, perhaps, your parents went to a certain school and you want to send your children there because you went there. And you know, maybe you don't have the means for that. Or maybe you do, but, you know, you've just stretched yourself because you've bought a home somewhere or whatever the case may be. And you know, committing to an expensive school, let's say a private school, for example, you know, it can be very crippling in the long run because you're not just signing up, it's not just the school fees. It's a 13-year commitment of school fees, school uniforms, sports equipment, sports tours, all of that sort of thing. So it's all of these unexpected school-related expenses which one needs to consider. And you know, it may be that you have not just one child, you know, so you need to think that through when you make that initial decision around schooling and the impact that it's going to have on your financial future.
And then when it comes to cars, I suppose there's similar thinking as well then.
Yeah. So look, a car purchase decision is probably, you know, is made more often than the other two, right? But, you know, I think cars, you know, can be a bit of a status thing. But, you know, everybody has different priorities and choices. But the important thing to be, you know, cognizant of is when you commit to the car that you're buying is firstly, you know, how often are you going to replace it? And then all of these costs that are associated with it, which, you know, you just need to think of the total cost. So like think insurance, finance costs, maintenance, all of that sort of thing, you know. So you know, it may be that is a priority for you, but it's, you know, you just need to think through the impact that has on your financial freedom going forward, because it's not just the car, it's, you know, where you live, where you're sending your kids to school. It's all of these things need to be looked at together, essentially.
Yeah, you're quite right. Thinking about how you have broken it down now, the big decisions, I mean, they'll always be hard, but mostly because we don't make them very often. We don't have practice. So in order to make the best big decisions, we do need to think them through, think longer term and consider what is actually going to make us happy down the line. Where do our values lie? And big decisions just require a more thorough approach, it seems.
Absolutely. And I think these are three big lifestyle decisions that have a massive impact on your financial future. And I think as financial planners, you know, we have expertise in this area and we are in the business of helping people to make these big financial decisions. You know, because we understand that, like, not everybody wants the same things. Everybody's going to have different priorities. But I think what we are good at is we can, you know, sit with you and ask the right questions that will help you clarify in your own mind what your priorities are. And then it's a factor of balancing what's important to you, so what are your priorities, with your means.
Great. Well, now I know, no longer making decisions in isolation. They really do compound on top of one another. And collectively, they can make quite a big impact on our financial futures and financial freedom, like you say. Thanks, Rick, for yet another insightful conversation and really helping me to kickstart the thinking through of the big decisions that lie ahead. Thank you for listening to the Veritas Wealth Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and visit veritaswealth.co.za for more on managing your wealth. Veritas Wealth, real people, real conversations. A place where money and life meet.